Yeah, you're getting patted on. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Brewster Blanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey 75.
It is 2024, season two of Salt Shack Podcast. Every year from now on, will just be a new season of us. We're gonna have a new thumbnail. We're gonna have a bunch of new shit, new topics, maybe even some old topics with our. Did you have to do that right now? New notebook.
Same notebook. Got the Dodge
New
Viper.
Year, same you. So, season two, episode one of the Salt Shack Podcast. As you can see, Caleb's reward wall is just wiped. In fact, it looks like it might fall out one of these days, but...
Probably will.
That's a problem for a different day.
Yep.
But... Today, we got a ton of 2023 topics that we're just going to recap from last year. We have not made a podcast episode since probably October. I just finished up editing our last episode of our horror marathon. So if you want to go watch that, that is on the channel. But our topics for today, we're going to start out with our top 10 Marvel Legends of 2023. If you are not aware, we collect Marvel Legends action figures. They are Marvel figures. Then I will be doing the classic trivia with Caleb. He doesn't know what the topic is. And then we're going to wrap things up with our top 10 moments of our life in 2023, which we found to be very hard to rank. So
I'll get into that later.
But we're going to start with our top 10 legends. I'm going to start. I have one honorable mention. And we tried to keep the honorable mentions to a bare minimum, just because why not? This figure, if it came out in time, would probably be in my top three. But this figure did not come out in time, and it is not in my hands. I have Doc Ock. That figure did not come out in time with the rest of the No Way Home wave. And if I had it in hand, I think, let me check real quick. I have two other figures on this list that I don't have in hand that I put on the top 10. But this one, like for most people, I'd say probably did not come out until 2024. Like it's set to hit targets, I think, in February. I know some people got in 2023, but I didn't, so that is my one honorable mention of my top 10 list.
My one honorable mention, because I've never actually played with it, was Cyborg Spider-Woman. Like, I'm sure it's a cool figure.
Yeah.
It's probably massive and fun to play with. It's just like... It was like $60 when it came out, and I was like,
"Hey." I wonder if that ever hit clearance on Amazon.
So, the price was kind of outrageous.
It's a $35 on Amazon right now.
Ooh.
So.
That might change.
Yeah. like $35 is pretty good price for that figure. I feel like.
Yeah.
$60 wasn't, but. All right, top 10 legends of 2023. At number 10, figure that just came out just barely before the end of 2023, but I did not end up getting it yet because I have not found it. We have the Infinity Saga Black Widow. I currently own the white suit Black Widow from the movie, and this figure just looks like the perfect like movie Black Widow. I do not own it currently, but that will be changing very soon once I find it. So, and disclaimer, I just recently, and for like I'd say 80% of my collecting, I'm mostly an MCU collector. I don't really collect comic figures. I am mostly into MCU stuff. I want to start getting the comics, but reading. So, yeah.
It's quite the commitment.
Yeah.
At number 10 is a figure that I also don't own yet, but I've got Sandman. I like the customized, like the extra arms and stuff he comes with. Make him bigger, kind of mold him into this bigger sand guy. One gripe I guess I have is I wish they had like a non-sandy version of him, because I'm sure that would have been super cool. But it's really all I have to say.
Number nine, the last figure on this list I don't own. I feel like if I had Black Widow, it might have been higher, and if I had this figure, it probably also would have been higher. But this is my one comic figure on this list. I have the Blob figure. Very cool figure. In fact, it was a figure I was considering to get for a very long time because it's just so cool. And obviously they haven't made a Blob since the Build-A-Figure. So like that really destroyed the scalpers online that were selling that. So that was kind of funny. But it's also just a really great looking figure. So if I ever consider getting into like buying non-MCU figures again, I would consider getting the Blob.
That makes sense. At number 9, I have a very controversial figure, because everyone saw this and went, "What the heck?" I've got the Cosmo Baff. I mean, I don't own it, but you do,
I
so
own it,
I've played with it. I don't know how I felt that it was the Baff, because it was, really small, and all the Baffs tend to be huge because you gotta build them. I definitely think it could have been like its own figure. But it's just a cool figure. Like, it's got a lot of detail. Cosmo is pretty cool in the movie.
He was.
So,
She was.
she was.
Makes Cosmo better because I just recently bought the collector San Diego Comic-Con figure. So now I have that to go with my Cosmo figure. So
Nice.
I need a Howard the Duck that I hopefully can find for like $10, but we'll see. At number eight, this from now on I have all these figures. I don't think many people agree with me on this one, but at number eight, I have the Disney Plus Wave Nick Fury. I've been needing a Nick Fury for a very long time. My one gripe with it is his coat is just like makes it so hard to pose him around. But he comes with two guns, some like ammo, and then he comes with this red hat from Secret Invasion, but if you just take it off, ignoring like the longer beard length, it looks like a Avengers Nick Fury that you can pose around in your Avengers. So, I personally love that. I've been really wanting a Nick Fury. I wanted the three pack Nick Fury, but a little pricey. So,
Excuse me.
as you guys just saw, when the microphone fell off the table, it sounded like there was gophers in the background suddenly talking like Alvin and the Chipmunks. We did not find this out until our last list. So, unfortunately, our Halloween trivia will be getting canned because Caleb knows all the answers now. So,
Yeah, I won.
he won. It's right there. I'm pointing at it.
Shucks. Maybe you can put like a little clip of what it actually sounded like.
That from Secret Invasion, but if you just take it off. Need a pat on the back.
I don't die while trying to talk.
Yeah, you're getting patted on.
No.
Shit. So, obviously, we already know each other's top 10 Marvel Legends list. Thankfully, the only reason we found out it happened was because OBS crashed. So, if we didn't, we would have went the entire episode without knowing it. So, I
Yeah.
guess that was a blessing in disguise. But, unfortunately, now that we know each other's list, we will still talk in detail, kinda, but it won't be nearly as dramatic anymore. So,
Yeah. At 8, I've got Spider-Gwen because the new Spider-Gwen was pretty similar to the old Spider-Gwen, so I didn't feel as bad for not getting the first wave, and it's still a really good figure.
at number 7, I have Guardians of the Galaxy 3 Nebula. Overall, I think she's just the best figure in the wave, unless you're counting Cosmo too. Cosmo's a really sick figure. But I think out of the single release, I really enjoyed Nebula. The blade hand is just like so cool. So
Yeah, at number 7, I also have Nebula. This is
no
funny
way.
because we know exactly what each other's lists
Yeah.
are. But yeah, no, the Blade Hand is sick. We did mention stuff about like the wings. It'd be cool if she had the wings, I'm sure.
Maybe a deluxe release in the future if they
Yeah.
do any more Guardians of the Galaxy stuff.
So.
So, number 6, I also have Spider-Gwen on my list. I missed on the first one. Obviously, I wasn't collecting back then. Cool figure. Came with Spider-Ham, so that's cool. But I like this one a lot. Obviously, looks like the Across the Spider-Verse version of herself. And with all Spider figures, Spider-Man, Spider-Woman figures, they're very nice to pose around. So, yeah.
Number 6, I have the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. It's a great looking Spider-Man. The head scan is so good. Looks like just like him. That's really all I have to say.
Number 5. I don't like what this guy has done in real life. I don't I'm not a fan of Jonathan Majors, but I am a fan of Kang. I won't get into much about Jonathan Majors. Obviously, in the news he got fired. The MCU is kind of in a oh shit, what do we do now kind of thing, 'cause what are they gonna do? Are they gonna recast Kang? Are they gonna start up something new? We don't know. But this figure, great figure. It looks exactly, if you're, I know it's not like a comic looking figure, but it is a comic suited Kang, and it's a great looking figure, so.
At number 5, I got Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Same thing with Andrew. It was just the head scan is great, the suit looks great. I think these two could be interchangeable. I just wrote it down this way. But no. They did a really great job with both of these figures, and then you can make the complaint about the hands, about they're not being two fists. There's the two web-slinging hands, which is nice, but you know, people are gonna buy them because they love
It's
those
yeah,
movies. So,
it's a good amount of people's childhood.
yep.
Number 4, I have the two-pack destroyer that came with Thor. This destroyer is great, big figure. He is a technical comic figure, but I'm putting him in my MCU collection. Works perfectly fine in the MCU collection. My only gripe is obviously it'd make it more expensive. But I wish it came with like a flamethrower head or something, or just fire effects. Because though he's very awesome, just like kind of standing him in like a fighting pose looks kind of goofy. Because his whole gimmick is like spraying fire. So, yeah.
At number 4, I've got the Spot. And what I really like about the Spot is like the shape of him and that he's not a Bucky Cap body. He's fun to play with, like super easy to pose and just mess around with because he's a just generally a goofy character. One thing I do wish though is he had like portals with his own limbs coming out of it and not just Miles. So, I mean, super iconic fights between them, but I want my spot to not just fight Miles. And people have been able to customize it, painting him all black and then putting white squigglies on him to make like final form spot. So,
Which I'm sure we'll get eventually, but
yeah, we'll probably watch us get like a deluxe one with some huge portals. Like, that'd be
be sick.
crazy. But yeah, spot.
My number three, I have the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Great figure. As ever since I started collecting Legends, my top people on my list to get were the No Way Home wave. I wanted to get all of them. I probably won't get all of them, but like Tobey, obviously on the top of the list. Such an iconic character in Marvel. Most, even like people that aren't like our age, that are older, find Tobey Maguire just like to be their childhood, which is awesome. And overall, I think they did really good on his head scan, and it's a fun figure to pose around. So, yeah.
My number three, I've got the Destroyer. I don't own this one. Bryce does though, so
Yeah.
I've had my time playing with it. Like I had mentioned previously, and this is really weird to say because you'll never hear it. And it's like I just want to repeat myself. But when you opened it, it was like you.
So big.
Yeah, you're like, man, Thor's pretty big, and the Destroyer is just like double the size.
Yeah, I was very worried because Thor, comic Thor, big guy. Obviously Chris Hemsworth is a big man himself, but in the comics he's a large fella. So when I pulled out Thor first, I went, "Oh boy, I'm nervous to open Destroyer because Destroyer is prevalently like a big fucking dude, and he was a big fucking dude, so I was very happy about that."
He was like
So
most of the box, like sideways
yeah,
instead of
it was
like up to
awesome.
down. It was like you pulled him out, and I was like,
Yeah, no,
like,
it was awesome.
yeah,
So
he's just really fun to play with.
as I was saying in the last recording, these two can probably switch around, but I truly believe this way at the moment. My number two is the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. They just did so well on this figure. Like, they put a lot of love into it. Obviously, whoever created him have been wanting a Tobey Andrew Garfield figure for a while. They did, like, put all of the work into his webs on his suit. They made it look great. The head scan's awesome. Looks exactly like him. So it's very nice to have an Andrew Garfield in a Spider-Man collection because I sold all my Spider-Men when I found out No Way Home was gonna get a wave. I had the Homecoming Spider-Man, like Tom, obviously, and I was like, "Nah, I want all three Spider-Men." So, and I did that, so I'm very happy about that.
My number two is the X-Men 97 Magneto, and we finally got another Magneto release after like the Quicksilver Magneto 2-pack. And yeah, I mean, I think the comic colors are like super iconic, even though I don't have like a massive comic collection. Well, I guess there's like all my Spider-Man,
Your
but
Spider-Man, and you have a pretty big X-Men thing too, so.
yeah. So I finally like didn't have to pay a lot of money just to get the iconic Magneto, and no, the Magneto's awesome. And the only one I have is the one from the Apocalypse Bath, which is like black and red, which like yeah, this is Magneto, but it's not like the Magneto we know and love.
Yeah, it's not the classic Magneto.
Yeah, so soon as that was announced, I was like, yep, I am buying that.
My number two, goddamn it. We're a little upset about the recording not working, but it's fine. My number one is Green Goblin, the deluxe figure.
My number one is also Green Goblin.
Oh man. Green Goblin's such a great figure. Came with so much stuff. I'm not even mad that I had to pay the premium price of like $52 or whatever it was for it. Obviously a deluxe figure. Came with this like glider hover thing and two heads, a lot of different accessories. I'm very worried I'm gonna lose that pumpkin bomb one of these days because that shit is tiny as hell, but yeah, great figure.
Yeah, the head scan looks so good. Like everything about it just looks so good. Like, can't wait to pose it.
Yeah, because you can make like three different types of Green Goblin. You can do the helmet one, you can do maskless Willem Dafoe, and then you can do the hoodie with the glasses one from No Way Home. So there's a lot of different things you can do with it. And as I said before, I think the only thing that'd like really compete with Andrew and Green Goblin would be Doc Ock, but he did not come out really in 2023. He was a 2023 release, but I'd say about 80% of the people that want him did not get him in 2023. So,
Yeah.
and I'm not willing to pay $70 on Amazon for it. I will buy it when it comes to Target. So, yeah. Yeah. So that was our Marvel Legends top 10.
Little.
That was odd saying things that we already said before, but
Yeah.
wanted to get our point across in a detailed way without like making it too quick, I guess. Next, we would have done our Halloween trivia, but we already did it, as we explained. And
I
then
won.
next up is our top 10 like 2023 moments in our lives, whether it be pop culture or personal moments. I personally have more pop culture and like a little less like personal moments, and Caleb's opposite of me. Honorable mentions that legitimately didn't make my list was the Barbenheimer week of movies. Just a great cinema time period to be alive in. Barbie, Oppenheimer, what more can you ask for? And like I was saying, I feel like that's something we'll be talking about for like the next like 10 years. Just like, remember when Barbie and Oppenheimer came on the same day and people
Yeah.
went and saw it at the same day? So, yeah, good times.
Yeah, we only got through like our honorable mentions and then like 9 and 10 before the
Yeah,
audio.
so we're chilling right now.
We know what we're gonna talk about
Yeah,
for
for
a
like the
little
next,
bit.
yeah.
But my honorable mentions are Mario Kart DLC fully releasing. Thank God.
Funky Kong.
Funky Kong, Diddy Kong, the others I don't care about. no, Petey's great. He's huge. A lot of a handful of tracks that we wanted, and yeah, it's been a long 2 years. I feel like it's like a curse and a blessing in the way that they probably won't release another Mario Kart for like 2 or 3 more years, but. That's fine, I guess.
We'll get our time to enjoy this game, and then I'm sure that in the next console releases we will be getting a new one, which I
Yeah.
hope is a Smash kind of ultimate thing with Mario Kart, where we just get all the tracks, and then maybe after that they just make a new game like a normal Mario Kart with like 64 tracks and whatever. So
Yeah, I'm just hoping for like something to do with the Double Dash gimmick. Whether it's a game mode or they like make Double Dash 2 or they just remaster the first game.
I wouldn't mind them remat. If they don't make an ultimate for the next console, I hope they make a normal game, and then like maybe like a remastered Double Dash would be fun too. So
I could see them coming out with like a Mario Kart, like not necessarily ultimate, but one where it has like every single Mario Kart game in it. Because I think up through like DS and Wii, that would not like be a lot of storage.
no, probably not.
Like I'd say arguably the first couple games are maybe a gigabyte. Like maybe.
Yeah.
Because they were running on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
So yeah, Mario Kart DLC. And I also DM'd a campaign in D&D, a good old homebrew thing I came up with, and we'd cram six people into my room, all huddled around the table,
Yep.
and like we didn't finish it, we didn't get very far, but it was like my first time doing that, so That was fun.
My number 10, I have when Guardians of the Galaxy 3 came out. I was very worried about the MCU after Ant-Man. I wasn't like a hater of Ant-Man because I think people like really like despised Ant-Man for whatever reason. It was just mostly people just finding things to like complain about most of the time. But this is such a good movie. Like it was good enough to make me buy all the movie figures like pretty much directly after the movie happened. Such a good way to get like Drax like a send off, and so I'm excited to see what Star-Lord does next. Obviously, he's going on a solo mission, I
Yeah.
imagine, until Avengers when they all meet up again or whoever comes back, who knows, but it was a good send off for the Guardians trilogy.
At number 10, I've got my first Brewer game, and it was also my first like professional sports game that I've been to, like past college type game, and which is super exciting and kind of comical that it was a Brewer game because I love baseball. Out of all the sports, it's like, I don't know, one of the least I really pay attention to. I mean, I pay attention like how the Brewers are doing, like, but I don't really watch it. But no, baseball in real life is actually way more entertaining than watching it on TV, even if you are far away and can't really see the ball that well. It's like when it flies,
Yeah,
it's like this is awesome.
the
Yeah, the home runs when in person are so hype. Like it's like an instant rave. The
dingers.
lights start going off and fireworks. So yeah, no, I really liked it. Made me wanna buy a jersey even though I'd probably never wear it.
Next up, I have retaining my scoring record in fantasy football. I am now the Bruce to Invite 4-time Offensive Player of the Year. I have been the top scorer 4 years in a row, and the only way I could have done that was beating our best team in the league week 14 and outscoring her by about 15 points. Happened. Like I said before, when the recording was working, well, not really, when the recorder was not working,
Yeah.
if you guys want to like Bruce the Invite like fancy recap, we would be down to do that. It was a pretty crazy year of fantasy football, and like I was saying before, again, I would have fantasy football on my list, but that's an every year thing, and I'm just thinking about 2023 things, so yeah.
At number 9, I've got the Across the Spider-Verse as a whole. That means like the movie, the animation, and especially like the soundtrack. Everything, I don't know, it's kind of revolutionary. I mean, first couple days it came out, everyone was like, oh my God. And then people started like, oh, well, started picking it apart and heard a handful of negative things that how it isn't a full movie. I mean, it's a part one, so whatever. But I liked it, so.
Yeah, we can get into that a different day. I have some very strong opinions about Spider-Verse, obviously, so. Number 8, and I think this is where we left off
This
for
is
me.
where we left
All
off.
right, so everything from here we don't know, so
Yeah.
hooray. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. Long story short, I'm not banging on your back anymore. Number 8, I have my birthday Brewer game, which is the same game Caleb went to.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Molly bought us tickets to the Brewer game. So, me, her, my dad, Caleb, and Forrest went, Dr. Trees. And yeah, it was a great time. It's Caleb's first time going. Might have been Forrest's first time going. I don't really know. But yeah, no, Brewer games are hype in person. Night games are a lot of fun, especially in summer when it's like hot as fuck constantly. So it's like a nice like cool down. And yeah, no, good time.
All right. And this is you haven't heard this
Yeah,
one
this is
yet,
brand new to
so
us, so
big
this is
surprise.
exciting now.
At number eight, I've got Starting Salt Shack for Real. If you look, the channel was made last year, whatever month, because we have like the candy tier list
Yes, a
that
singular podcast that's like a 2-hour unedited tier list, which was not good,
we
so.
recorded it in like the side of your room, and we
Yeah.
were like, well, this is it.
And
Like,
I was like, damn, I don't feel like editing this shit, so I'm just gonna put it up. And I got like maybe like 10 views or something. I don't know.
so that does not exist anymore. I think it's just
Yeah.
private,
It's
but
privated,
we
yeah.
probably won't ever release it.
No.
But yeah, what I mean is starting it for real is like actually planning out episodes and doing things. Like for a while there, we did a couple a week and then would release them, and then we got out of it because life happens.
Yeah,
But
school, finals, whatever. I'd like to like get back to weekly uploads. That'd be nice.
yeah,
Try and get some rhythm going again. It was just, yeah.
no, it was a big part of our lives for a while
Yeah.
there.
This is a good time to also mention we hit like 2.5K views now.
Let's go.
We were at 1K views in August, and I posted a like community tab thing thanking you guys, but no, we really appreciate it. We had pretty much doubled our views in like 4 months, which is like holy shit. Like
Yeah.
thank you. Like I appreciate it. We're sorry we've been away for a while. I hope you guys liked our horror ranking. I saw we got our first dislike of all time on one of them, so that was you. Let us know why. Like at least let us know what movie you were salty about.
Yeah.
Like, was it Alien? Was it The Thing? Just like, tell us, you know? We're open to feedback. Right. Number seven. I have, this is like a two-parter, I guess. I have The Rise of Jordan Love slash my Packer game I went to. Rookie. He's not a rookie, but his rookie season, his fourth year in the NFL, Jordan Love has been a very up and down year, but it's been a lot of fun to watch. Especially the Vikings game was just like, I really hope this guy can just keep up because
Yeah.
it's very fun having a very good quarterback, and we've been very blessed to have three straight goated quarterback. Well, I shouldn't say three straight, two straight goated quarterbacks, and maybe a third one if he continues the rhythm he's on. With the Vikings game, he officially passed any bear in history with passing yards. So he would be the best Bears quarterback in history if he played for the
Because
Bears.
the Bears suck.
Yeah. And I hope we beat them this Sunday, but I'm not gonna say anything because who knows. And then I had my Packer game. I went to the Chargers game. It was a lot of fun. It felt like one of those games where we were gonna get destroyed because that was when Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, and Eckler were all healthy on the playing, and we clamped them. We took the dub. It was
Yeah.
awesome. And it was like my first Lambeau game in like 5 years, so.
At number seven, I've got the 12th night. 12th Night the Musical was a musical I was in. And it's like we had a lot of like cast bonding. Like a lot of us still talk to each other. We've scheduled a couple things outside of it that I have not gone to because I'm too busy with doing other things, which is stupid. But no, it was a great experience. It was at a theater I'd never been at before. I played the role of Antonio. I had a solo, a very emotional part, which is like not what I play usually. So it was a nice challenge. And yeah, the theater we did it at was super cool. It was like a new unique space, probably a stage about like the size of this room. Like it was pretty small, versus the huge stages that I'm like kind of used to, where it's like triple the size of that one. It was, I
Yeah.
don't know, it's kind of crazy. But yeah, 12th night was super fun. So.
My number six, I have the Mario Kart 8 DLC.
Hey.
It just felt like the culmination of like one of the all-time great games, you know? It's like when your like favorite like shooter stops releasing content, and it's like, damn, like that's unfortunate. But like it's also awesome because now we have 100 some tracks. We got Funky Kong and Diddy Kong like 4 years too late. And the DLC was only $20, so you get a whole new game for $20
Pretty
pretty much.
much.
So it was a great investment in my opinion. And it was just, yeah, no. Obviously we have droughts of not playing Mario Kart, and then we have big moments of playing Mario Kart. It's still one of our favorite games of all time,
Of
so it's
course.
always gonna be up there. So yeah.
Number six, I've got the horror marathon. Just because that was so many nights of just watching a
Yeah, we
movie.
dedicated so many hours to
And obviously, we're both huge horror fanatics now.
Well, we were before. It just added to it.
Yeah, now it's even crazier. But
Yeah.
yeah, we it was tough. But it was really fun in the way that like we watched all these movies, but we couldn't talk about them, which was the really like annoying
Yeah,
part.
2 months of not talking about what we watch, and
Yeah.
then the culmination of it all was just so fun, so.
Yeah, and it was like weird the first couple nights after where it's like we didn't have to watch a movie. Like at the end there, the final stretch was like, all right. Like this one's like what, an hour and a half? We got this.
Yeah.
'Cause I'd say like Skinamarink was really the turning point. It was like after that it was like
That was a pretty early on movie though. I
feel like it took forever to watch.
it's just gotta sit through one of some of those every once in a while.
Yeah. But yeah, horror marathon.
Yep. my number five, and I think it's you had to be there kind of thing. I have the Fortnite OG season. When that came out. So I played Fortnite when it came out, the first season, whatever, first chapter, I guess. Chapter one, season one through like season six or seven, I played. And then this year, all the boys got into it, so I got back into it because I bought a PS5 and I'm not a computer player, so I was playing on console. And it was just funny how like everything we talked about wanting to happen just kind of fucking happened. Like Fort Nightmares came out and we were like, Michael Myers has gotta be in it. And then he was. It was like,
Yep.
okay. And then we were like, obviously everyone's been like, please bring back OG, like season one stuff. And then that happened. It was like
Yep.
all this fun shit started happening when I came back and it just made Fortnite a lot of fun, and it was like we have a very diverse like friend group of games, I'd say personally,
Oh, yeah.
and it's like we all found a game we all really bonded on and had fun. So Fortnite was a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, something we could all like actually enjoy together.
Yeah.
So, my number five, I've got the fantasy game night. Man, not much that can beat LAN gaming.
Yeah.
I'm a big LAN gaming guy, and
Yeah.
like I feel like I was born in the wrong year for it too. Like
This dude only talks about wanting to play LAN games
Yeah.
or VR, but
Yeah, I mean, but I don't own VR, so.
you've gotten better about not bringing up VR as often.
There's something so awesome about like racing people that you're sitting like right next to. And plus, like, there's no room for like Wi-Fi error either. Like, there's virtually no lag when it's an offline and like you're just playing against each other and like you can just shit talk each other right to their face. But
We're also bitches for board games and card games. We're not like normal people our age, I feel like. I feel like not many people go out of their way to play board games at the age of 20, but.
So yeah, no, just game night was super fun with Smash and especially Mario Kart. I think Mario Kart was just crazy because the ending was
Yeah,
nuts.
that was a lot of fun.
So we keep talking about how we want to record it, and we just gotta like
Just
actually do
do
it
it.
one
Yeah,
year.
just.
Like set up a camera on a tripod, just record it and see what happens. So we don't have to worry about doing it on our phones. But we got big plans. We'll see what happens next year. So
Yeah. Recording the award ceremony would be pretty nice too. So, all right, at number four, I have Across the Spider-Verse.
Nice.
When I tell you this movie took over my brain space probably like the entire summer, I'm not exaggerating. I am, like I said, I collect MCU figures, so I'm not a comic guy. I want to be one day. I just don't have the time to do it. And I'm not about to pay for Marvel, whatever we were paying for before, if I'm not going to read anything.
Yeah, Marvel Unlimited.
But this movie, such a goddamn beautiful movie. I truly believe this is like one of my like top 10 movies in my lifetime. Everything that happened, I just was not expecting. I was like, I doubt it's better than Into the Spider-Verse. Like, it's such a good movie. And then I left the theater and went, holy shit.
Yeah.
As Caleb said, it's not just the movie, it's how it was filmed. Like, and we took a film writing class, which really helped, I think,
Yeah.
understand this movie. Like, one of my favorite scenes, probably of like last year of all movies, was Gwen talking to her dad. And then the colors changing. It was like, ooh, like I understand what's happening. Like this is it, like the colors were matching their emotions, like mad, sad, and then when they hugged, the entire screen exploded. It was like, oh, that's so nice. Understanding what's happening. And then Metro Boomin came out with like top 10 album of the year. Am I Dreaming? My top song on Spotify this year, Metro Boomin, my top artist of the year. I wasn't a big music listener this year. I probably only listened to like, I don't know how much, but I was more of a podcast listener. So yeah, but Spider-Verse really took over for a very long time. And then the writer's strike happened, and now I'm really sad because Beyond's not coming out this year anymore. So if no writer's strike happens, we'd be counting down 4 months for Beyond the Spider-Verse to happen. So they deserve the money. I'm not
Yeah,
complaining.
no,
I'm
they
not
do. They
complaining about
do.
that part.
It's
It's
just,
just like
aw.
bad
Just
timing.
really
So
looking forward to that movie.
yeah,
Whatever.
I will look forward to it when it comes out in 2025 too. So yeah.
At number four, I've got Playing with Unity. And what I mean by that is there's a band called Unity the Band that's like won awards for the best reggae band in Wisconsin. And Evelyn, my girlfriend's uncle, was the lead singer. It was their closing show. They'd been performing for longer than we've been alive, 25 years. And he asked me to come play on stage. So I, little old Caleb, last name, waddled up on stage with his trombone and played for a solid 2 hours, and I've never played reggae before. But no, we were all packed in this barn, and it was crazy. It was hard to get through the crowd when I was trying to leave. But man, I've been on stage so many times, but not like that. It was different. And like I had never played any of the songs. There were no sheet music either, so I was just sitting there. I got a couple improv solos and just like it's something that I'm gonna remember for the rest of my life. So, yeah.
Cool moment. But number three, I have the Scary Movie Marathon for Salt Shack. And I think you can just like put in creating Salt Shack officially into that too. Obviously, as Caleb said, Salt Shack podcast, huge part of our 2023.
Yeah.
And then the Scary Movie Marathon was September through October. So like 2 months of watching a movie every night, which I'm looking forward to do again next
Oh, yeah.
year. So, and there will be a new variety of movies. It's not like it'll be like a lot of the same shit. I doubt we'd even probably have like 10 of the same movies from last year. Maybe we'll throw in a couple just 'cause why not? But yeah, no, it was a great time. Obviously some nights were harder than others, and I preface this a lot. And it's like sounds stupid, but if you ever want to try it for yourself, you'll understand. Not being able to talk about movies that we watch for 2 months is really goddamn hard. And
Yeah, like,
it's just, it was like, there's nights where it was like, we watched the original Halloween and like The Shining, and we're like, we've seen these movies, we
yeah.
know that they're gonna be in our top five, like easily. And then there's movies like fucking Skinamarink. And like Malignant and stuff, they're like, whew, I don't know how they're gonna react to this, or I don't.
Yeah.
Or like when we watched Hell House, I was like, man, I fucking love this movie. I don't know if Caleb's gonna love this movie though, you know? So there's a
Yeah.
lot of thinking, and I love the genre of horror. It's great, so.
You know how like when you go see a movie in the theater and like as you're walking out you start talking about it? We couldn't do
Yeah,
that.
no, we
We
couldn't.
just we'd watch the movie, it'd be like dead quiet for like 5 minutes 'cause we're writing like what we think in the rating and then we go, "Oh, see you tomorrow."
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
So,
Can't talk about this. Yeah, so. Was my number three.
my number three, I'll keep as short as possible, 'cause maybe I'll release the whole story later, but I call it getting Transy back, which is my grandpa's Trans Am that my dad had been searching for 5, 10, 3, 18 years. So he tracked it down to a guy in another state. They talked, they eventually bought it. It's this 1977 Trans Am. It's white on white, and it was like, oh, it was this huge moment for my family.
Yeah.
So it's like, because like I got to sit in it, and this is awesome because it was like my grandpa's car.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll keep it as short as that in case I want to publish something that was like, this is the full complete story of it. But
Yeah.
yeah.
My number one and number two, obviously, a lot of these moments can like be in between. You can ask me next week and maybe the Scary Marathon would be my number one, or like I could be listening to Am I Dreaming and Spider-Verse would be number one. So it's tough, but at this very moment my number two was starting to collect Marvel Legends. It was more of like a late 2022 addition to my life, but definitely like kept going through 2023. It's one of those things where it's like you collect and it's like I don't know if I'm gonna keep collecting this shit, but and I've always been a big Marvel fan. I collected six of them in 2016 because I was like I really want to start getting into this shit. So I have cool ass figures like Juggernaut, Deadpool, and Juggernaut, Wolverine, and Volume 2 Star Lord just laying around my room that like I was like, okay, this is a cool start to my collection. Bought a lot of figures. I personally like my favorite buy this like just since I started collecting was the 2-pack Colossus Juggernaut. That's my baby. That's
Yep.
been my like prized possession since I bought it.
Your pride and joy.
It's my favorite goddamn legend pack probably ever, and I know that's a crazy statement, but yeah, Marvel Legends, fun collecting them, and hunting for them is awesome too. So, yeah.
And number two, I've got driving my grandma's Camaro. these could be interchangeable. The only reason I bumped the Camaro up is because I got to drive it. Mostly because of weather conditions and not having a license plate on transit, not being legally able to drive it on the road. But it's a 1968 Camaro that's Corvette Bronze, which was only offered for half a year. So,
Pretty cool.
we were looking at it, just staring at it in the garage, and my grandpa's like, "Pull it out," and I was like,
Agree.
"Okay," and then he's like, "You want to go take it down? I'm not gonna say the
Yeah.
highway, but that way," and I was like, "Sure." So he drove a good 15 miles and then drove it back to their house. So, yeah, no, it's a car that I've seen my entire life, and I'm like, "Well, this is a very nice looking car."
Yeah.
And then I was actually able to drive it, and I was like kind of anxious too, because it is like the oldest thing I've ever driven in my life.
Yeah.
It was the this is the car my mom learned to drive in, so it was like, so.
Yeah,
But
that's pretty cool.
yeah, I got in it, and
Then you put that shin drive instead of reverse and you went right through
then
the garage.
we yep.
All right, my number one moment. You were there for this moment. CM Punk returning to WWE.
Damn.
A moment I almost forgot to even consider until I found the video of me going, "Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit!"
Dude,
This man.
I've never seen him pop off so hard.
It's just one of those things. I am a large wrestling fan. Obviously, I was a bigger one when I was a kid, but it has stuck with me. I love that shit. And one of my favorites was CM Punk. And he left, and he said he was never coming back because he got fucked over pretty hard by Vince McMahon. Long story. Long story short, came back to wrestling for a different company, AEW. Like 2 years ago. That didn't end very well. He got into a backstage altercation fight and then got fired. And then you're like, oh, well, I guess he's done wrestling now. Because it's like, he's never coming back to WWE. He said it himself. And then hometown Chicago, his hometown Survivor Series, he trots out there at the end of the night. I'm sitting there going, no fucking way. No fucking way. Like, it's just one of those moments where it's like, is this even real? Like, it just didn't feel real. And it's like, wow. Okay. This is awesome. Like, I never thought about it. This guy.
That guy right there.
That guy. So, yeah, it's my, at this very moment, my number one moment of 2023, just because so much nostalgia and happiness. So, yeah.
All right, my number one moment, and I want to phrase it as gently as possible, because it's pretty sick, but I miss my parents sometimes. No, I miss them a lot, but I moved out and
Yeah.
I moved in with this guy, and yeah, it's weird not seeing them every day, but I still see them a lot.
Yeah, we go over, steal shit,
Yep.
and then we leave.
Yeah.
They are only like 3 blocks from here, so
So,
nothing too crazy.
and it was hard to rank this, 'cause it's like, yeah, I missed them. It was kind of a big change. And it's like, was it better than the Camaro? I don't know. But as a life-changing event, I'd say yeah, this was like the most life-changing. So yeah, and in March I moved out. And we're coming up on a year. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, because it was originally scheduled for summer,
Yeah.
and then we originally were like, maybe we can do it a little earlier, and then spring break happened, and we're like, okay, well, let's do it, and then it
Yeah.
happened in like 2
Yeah.
days,
It
so.
went from like 2 months to like a couple weeks.
And then suddenly it was like there, and I was like, holy shit, here we go. Like,
Yeah.
and obviously took a lot of convincing, and a lot of sitting in his empty room that he now has, just like
Yeah.
sitting there going like, how are we gonna make your room look like a room? Because it's a very interesting layout to a room,
Yes.
but made it like as spacious as possible, and I think it turned out pretty sick, so.
Yeah, so I know you're watching this. I miss you. I'll probably see you in a couple days.
Yeah. I'll go over and steal your Reese's with him.
Yep.
I'll go over when he brings over some random shit and I'll eat some
Yeah.
Reese's and yep.
Any Hot Wheels I need to steal. But I mean, it's all my stuff. I'm just moving it again.
Yeah.
But no, it was kind of this like surreal moment. Like I remember the last night I spent in my old room and I was like going to sleep and I was like, this is the last night I'm gonna like sleep in this room probably. And woke up and we moved everything. We just like got a handful of people to just move everything.
The most, I mean, not really random anymore, but at the time, very random group. And I was just
Yeah.
like, okay, like,
Yeah, and it was like super quick too. I
yeah.
didn't even lift anything.
Yeah.
Like it was all Otto and Forrest just muscling it down the
Yeah.
stairs. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it was a, yeah.
So, and now we're here. And a lot of this stuff wouldn't be possible without it. Especially the horror marathon, because it would like.
Yeah, I doubt he would come over every single day for
Yeah.
2 months. Like, he just comes home and we do it. So,
Yeah, come home after work, just relax and watch a movie.
yeah.
Like, it's kind of harder to drive here after work, not be able to change into any clothes.
Yeah.
But now I just come here and we do that in like football and
Yeah,
just
football
watch that.
Sundays, football
So.
Thursday, football Monday. The
But.
puker's barking in the other room.
Yeah. I think that's all I have to say. And it's like I don't really know if some things are better than others. It's just
Yeah.
that's the way I kind of wrote it down. More life-changing things at the top and like more recent events like Unity happened 4 days ago.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. So, those are top 10 moments of 2023. What was your favorite part of last year? It was a very interesting year overall. Nothing special really, like in like pop culture at least. So,
yeah.
yeah.
I mean, don't be offended if you're like, oh, Caleb, we shared this awesome moment. And
Yeah,
it
like
wasn't on. Like, no. Like, it was so kind of challenging to put
yeah.
only a select few things
That
on here. So.
then we left it. I left it very open-ended when I brought up this idea, just because we had very different lists of our top moments, and I think, yeah, you can look at it a lot of different ways.
So.
So, yeah, but comment your favorite part. Here's to 2024 for the Slump
Yeah.
Shack podcast. I'd very much like to do weekly going forward. We'll see. This was recorded on the 5th. This will probably be coming out next week. And then maybe we can just do a weekly thing, like once a week. Instead of recording like three in a row, we'll just do one a week and go from
Yeah,
there.
getting burnt out.
Yeah, because at some points I'd be like, I don't even remember when we recorded this, but I'm going to post it. And yeah, so we'll try and keep it as recent as possible. We'll probably always be a week behind news that happens, unless we do like a breaking
Breaking
news
news.
or just I get like during the summer, I'm sure we can probably do a lot more of these. So,
Yeah, that and we'll see what kind of guests we can get,
oh,
who we can
yeah, no.
drag on. We've had a handful of people like, yeah, I'd be on it. And it's like, we're gonna try and get to you. Like,
Yeah,
it's.
it's. And we're not trying to be weird about that stuff.
No,
It's
no,
just
like.
like.
We want you on the pod.
Yeah.
We're just trying to make it work.
Yeah, if you've brought up the fact that you want to be on here, we would very much like to try and get you on here. So,
We do
yeah.
have like a little list going, so.
Yeah, and who knows? Who knows if this gets bigger, we can maybe get even bigger guests that aren't just our friends or like.
Yes, better cameras to make everything
That
easier.
too.
Like we there's so many upgrades we could have, like beanbag chairs, like a camera up there. We're all just
Slumped.
Yeah,
It,
so
you never know how this can change over the next year. And yeah, no. And we're gonna start streaming more, so look forward to
yeah.
that.
So, if you missed our Double Dash stream, I put the VODs up.
Was gonna say, I feel like a good amount of people saw the VOD. You should watch it. It's a good amount of fun. Our initial plan for that night was to do a Double Dash like sleep lock, but then we were like, realistically, probably not the best night to do
Yeah.
it. Da da da. So soon we'll do like a sleep kind of thing where we try and finish it all in one night and just go until it's done. I mean, we're like 40 followers away from getting like bits or whatever you said. So maybe we'll keep streaming, get some more hours out there. Maybe we'll have a live podcast one of these days and upload the VOD after. Who knows? But
You guys can ask us questions and we'll just answer them. We'll
yeah.
have some nice audience interaction. Plus, the VODs are great for background noise. If you don't want to think about it, but you need something there that is music, go ahead and
Yeah,
listen to the VOD.
put on the Double Dash. See, there's a very funny moment that happens. If you can go find it, let us know. It has to do with a bomb scaring us in Double Dash, so yeah. But thank you guys for the support in 2023. We're gonna keep chugging for 2024. We'll have plenty more top 10 lists,
Oh, yeah.
videos. We have our horror marathon for 2024 that'll be coming on later this year. We have the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe ranking that'll be coming out at some point this
What a
year.
tank of a video that's
And
gonna be.
then eventually we also want to do our MCU ranking again that never got released because of reasons. So yeah, so thank you guys for watching this episode. Sorry about the scratchy beginning of it.
Gopher Mike.
Yeah,
What?
that was a goober moment. I'll try and put in what happened and what it sounded like and why we had to restart it. So, but yeah, thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.